Welcome
to the latest episode of...
Oh, that was a quick fade.
Yeah, that was pretty quick.
It was a fade. The Buzz Factor.
Oh,
should we close this fucking behemoth?
No, I think we fixed the clicking last week, so...
I suppose so. We can close everything anyway. Okay. Did we fix the clicking?
Yeah, I tweaked some... there was a value that was called click lots, and I turned that to low. So,
oh, that one, yeah.
We're on the low click lots now, so.
Hello. What's that clicking?
No, there's no clicking.
Oh, that's good. I was just testing. Yeah.
Anyway, what are we here to talk about this week? Wait, what episode are we on? What episode?
Do you hear that clicking?
Yeah, I hear you being obnoxious.
We are on 16, 15.
Put it in
the you created the event.
Yeah, I feel like it might be around 14. That's a long time when you think about it.
Yeah,
that's longer. Well, no, it's not longer. It's longer than your streak on Duolingo, though.
Oh, that's harsh. That's harsh. It's got a 10-day streak.
10-day, yeah, so it's longer than that. That's good.
What's your longest streak been?
My longest streak been, I don't know, I haven't kept track. But I can tell you my current streak, I have that.
We actually need to change this to...
yes, zero catastrophic crashes.
Red.
Red light runner.
Yeah, what was it? Red light runners.
We can keep the zero in the same place.
Yeah, I suppose that's
Should we pull up these blinds, by the way, a little bit?
Oh, yeah. I thought you wanted to...
Oh, no, it's fine. Jeez. Knocking switches. Hopefully. Oh, earthquake! No, it's just the camera shaking. But it kind of looks like an earthquake.
Oh, yeah, it's there.
There we are.
Hello, bus.
Look at the weather today. Not very nice, is it?
Yeah, the weather's fucking average.
Mm-hmm. And I bet there's no more of those Bus Factor wannabes out filming today. We had a few more of them this week, didn't we?
Bus Factor wannabes?
Yeah, the guys who sit down there in the...
Oh, right, yeah, the Council Duck Hunters. I call them the Council Duck Hunters.
That's a good name, Council Duck Hunters. I like that.
Yeah. Oh, we've got a fan. I don't think he's been here when we're filming.
Well, surely he has been at least once.
Maybe.
Okay, so what's on the news this week?
Guest speaker. I don't know, shall I look at our lanes?
It's like on the left we've got buses to talk about, and on the right we've got InfoSec.
Yeah, so we got two lanes, like every day. We should tweet a photo of our lanes one time.
We should wait until we have this stuff up on the whiteboard, but yes.
Just
long light cycle.
Oh, look at that guy. Oh, it's raining. People, so I was actually thinking the other day.
Yeah.
I noticed there was a lot more people out and a lot more taxis and buses doing like fucking ridiculous shit on the road because I'm biking more.
In the rain?
No, in the summer. So I think, well, we're not quite summer.
Yeah, but you reckon sunny weather makes more people, like more erratic driving?
Yeah, I think so. There's like more people out and like drivers are getting like more shitty because like they're driving.
It's hot, I guess.
And I think today is one of those weird days where it's like raining, but it's meant to be sunny.
It's not meant to be sunny.
Well, it was sunny for the last like month.
Yeah, but that's not how weather works, bro.
Yeah, I know, but like people will be thinking it should be sunny, but it's not.
Shitsville, mate. Shitsville.
So they'll act like it's sunny. So there's quite a few people walking around.
Like, I'm not very good at psychology, but I don't think
I'm just making shit up.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Have we got anyone in the chat?
Doesn't look like it. Not today.
Is there like an echo?
There is if you set it up wrong.
Oh, I don't think I did.
Mm.
Nah, it should be right.
I'm sure it'll be fine. We might just have like a sweet echo effect going on. That'll be
echo,
nice.
Echo.
Go.
No, we won't, because like no one can hear our monitors.
Yeah.
Oh, something happened there.
Yeah. Ooh, doesn't that sound funny?
Yeah, that sounds like real weird.
Oh, now it's getting the other way. Ooh.
Yeah, I can hear me again now.
Whoa.
Oh shit! Ooh. Look at this guy.
What?
Did he scream to his halt?
Wait, I think I hear right still.
Nah, he didn't.
Oh, jeez. Hey, I found out the other day OBS has a built-in replayer.
A built-in replayer?
Yes.
No.
Nah, so I can check it out. So I was...
Live demo.
I was in OBS. I'm not going to do it because... But somewhere...
Stream delay?
Nah, not stream delay. It was like specifically to do with
Fuck, I look everywhere.
Advanced? Oh, maybe it's, we're in simple output. Anyway, there was somewhere it was like all, hey man, do you, basically it was an option for setting the amount of time it will store for a replay.
But what's wrong with this replay?
Well, look at it go. Look at it go. Yeah. That replay is kind of janky. That's what I'd say.
It looks fucking amazing. Because like, if you wait a few seconds. Oh, there's someone
in the chat. Well, we...
and then you get like the three-way.
Yeah, that's good.
I didn't even see him in the chat before I switched. I was like, wait, what?
Hey, Gary.
Hey, Gary. Long-time listener.
Mm-hmm. First time caller. Oh, is that guy filming?
Oh, we got a...
No, he's on the phone.
He's just on the phone.
Sorry.
Oh, this guy.
Nah, oh. Easy made it. Easy.
I thought it was going to be the first of the night.
Yeah, dear. They know we're watching, man. They know we're watching.
How many trolley buses do you think we'll see?
I think. Oh, is this our segue into... yeah. We'll segue into our first news story. Second news story.
The... Oh, actually, no. I'll just look up the name. I'll look up the name. So I'm going to put in a guess of two.
Two trolley buses. I'm going to put in a guess of zero. Do you know why?
Why is that?
Because the trolley buses aren't running anymore?
Yeah, it is called that. Yeah, because of the Trexit.
The Trexit.
Trexit.
Do you mean the thing we've talked about like 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, but now it's happened. It happened on, what, Wednesday?
Yeah, you know how they said they were getting rid of the trolley buses? Well, they did that.
They did that. And people, they held awake for the trolley buses. So
it seems like a lot of people didn't realize that them saying they were going to do it meant they were going to do it. And then the day came and they were all like, whoa, are they gonna get rid of those trolley buses? So in the last few days before they did it, there were like lots of protest signs up outside and
Not enough space for another.
There's enough for one more.
Nah, we got walkers. We got heaps of walkers. Look at all the walkers.
It was raining today.
But yeah, fucking NZ Herald.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They said they just didn't really comment much on it. That's not how words work here.
What?
Where did it say? They're basically like, oh, we won't get any more buses until July next year.
Any new buses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which they didn't quite report on the fact that we've been getting replacement buses for like months until now.
And they're saying we'll get no new ones till then?
Oh, yeah. But people were like, oh my God, like they're taking away all the trolley services. Like,
okay, I got you. Didn't realize that they had already been replaced. Yeah. Yeah, I got you.
I mean, that's just another standard of terrible NZ media.
Oh, this guy's he's creeping.
Who's waiting for this? Baylands.
Baylands? What?
It's the bus where he's going. He was going to Baylands. He was in a hurry to get
Baylands. Oh, was he? Okay, I wasn't reading.
So, what other news do we have?
Let's get some technology news, yeah. What do we got at the top there? Okay, this is a good one. Let's talk about this one. There's BTC dash energy dash price. What's that story about, Hugh?
Oh, well, the big recent news is...
Something new?
Yeah, something new is Bitcoin has hit 10,000 New Zealand dollars.
Ooh, that's pretty expensive. That's really expensive.
But there has also been other things in the news, which is old, I will take it, but it's been in the news recently.
Yeah, okay, yeah, hit me with
Bitcoin's
it.
Actually killing our planet.
Yeah, it is. It totally is.
Can you explain why you think it's killing our planet?
Why I think it's killing our planet?
Yeah.
So basically, the problem is that Bitcoin's a system specifically designed to use a lot of power.
Yep.
It's like, its design goal is to use a lot of power. So much power that... The current figure is, for every Bitcoin transaction that gets processed, if you take the amount of power that was used in mining over the period that transaction was processed. So I think it can do, what, 7 transactions a second or something?
Yeah, Bitcoin something like that.
So if you take that value and you look at the amount of energy we spend on mining to facilitate these transactions. Oh my God, look, a duck.
It's a bird. Oh, he's stopping for the red.
Is it red?
He's red.
What is... Oh, yeah, it was the early one, that's right.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Long story short, every Bitcoin transaction uses approximately the power required to like make an average household last for a week. The amount of power you use in a week at your house, that's how much power gets consumed every time you do a Bitcoin transaction. Now, it's worth noting that it's not a one-to-one relationship. It's not that every transaction takes that amount of power. Rather, the Bitcoin network consumes that amount of power per transaction. So it's not causative by the transactions directly. It's indirectly causative, though.
So why is that a bad thing, though?
Because we don't have a lot of power. Yeah, like
we don't have a lot of reusable power.
Either way.
Because I think a couple of weeks ago, you were complaining that like one every time a Bitcoin was mined, like 10 kg,
yeah,
10
tons of CO2. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there are
now, if we just got rid of all our non-reusable power and went to a more reusable power,
mm-hmm.
Bitcoin wouldn't be a problem. What's the root cause?
It is. The root cause is that we have a scarcity of energy, right? If we had an infinite amount of energy, sure, I'd be fine, but we don't. Even if every single amount of energy we had was renewable and that amount of energy was being spent on Bitcoin, that would still be a bad thing. That's a lot of energy. That's more energy than a lot of countries produce ever, okay?
Currently,
yes. Yeah. Switching to renewables wouldn't make them produce more power.
Are you sure?
Yeah. You said switching to renewables, not like developing their power infrastructure. You just said switching to renewables.
Oh, fair enough. But okay. Like, I mean, there's a lot of renewable stuff out there. Like big skyscrapers can replace their windows with windows that can get in sunlight and solar power.
Yep, that's also known as not... So as I understand it, solar power is currently not energy producer, right? So the amount of energy required to produce a solar panel doesn't offset how much it produces over the life of the solar panel, right?
This isn't solar panels, it's new technology.
Yeah, which means it's going to be less efficient. Energy gets more efficient with time.
Okay. We'll leave that one there.
Yeah. I'm just saying, energy usage is a problem. You know, if we can minimize energy usage, it's going to be better for everyone.
I don't think it's just Bitcoin's problem. I think there's an underlying root cause of the energy that we're using is not renewable.
I don't see that as the root cause. I see energy usage in itself is the... Because even if you had renewable stuff, well, guess what? You know, producing turbines takes a lot of energy and power, right? They need to go somewhere, and then we have space scarcity issues. You know, it has problems with just energy usage. But I'm going to read out some tweets here from old mate Ryan. Someone was all like, oh, yeah, Bitcoin uses lots of energy. And he's like, I'd call it catastrophically inefficient hubris, but that doesn't cover just how insane the whole thing seems to be. At best, it's a fucking lottery on top of a poorly constructed pyramid scheme inflated by a shared hallucination of value. At worst, it's another mechanism to inflate the value of tech bourgeois while literally burning energy to spite the rest. Let alone the level of malice in designing a system to democratize banking where the energy cost is larger than most RL transactions. And in my opinion, it epitomizes the tech fetishization of one-dimensional solutions to problems we don't, can't, or won't fully understand.
I would agree with that.
Bitcoin is literally just a way to make tech people feel more important. Like, look, we invented banking. It kills everyone and it's bad for everything, but
invented banking.
But look
at the money you can make.
Yeah, that's true. If you're already rich, you can be rich.
You don't have to be rich. You can just put in a dollar and...
Oh, should we go down to some homeless people and be like, hey, would you rather buy food or Bitcoin? Yeah.
A couple of years back when I was doing that living off Bitcoin thing, there were actually homeless people in San Fran using Bitcoin to live.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What, do they have devices to use it on, I'm guessing?
Yeah, so they had a laptop, so they weren't like, they were like techie homeless people, which is...
Well, they're in San Fran. Laptops are just falling from buildings and shit.
Yeah.
This is last year's iMac.
Yeah, pretty much, I guess. But they had an interview, like, so they did it like probably a year, were doing it a year before I was doing it. And
the
someone.
Homeless people.
Yeah. Well, they were still doing it, but someone was like, what if you just kept the Bitcoin? And because it was after a big spike, it went from $10 to $1,000 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And people were like, what if you caught it? You could have like bought a house or some shit. And they're like, but then we wouldn't have had food.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like
right.
A rich person's idealizing, being like, you could have just kept it and have heaps of money.
Yeah, yeah.
But they would have died of starvation.
Yeah. You know, I hear Canada has a bunch of problems to help with the homeless, like prevent homelessness, like I should say. It's called winter.
Yeah. Jesus.
Okay. Anyway, that's the Bitcoin story. If you use Bitcoin, you're immoral.
Do you use Bitcoin?
No.
Do you have any Bitcoin?
Not that I'm aware of.
That you're aware of?
Yeah.
Have you checked your laptop today?
Have I checked my laptop?
Because we've got a gentleman's agreement going on at the moment, don't we?
I don't think it's called a gentleman's agreement.
We never actually decided on what the stakes were.
There are no stakes. Just
I feel we should put some stakes on, live on air.
I don't. Jeez.
What does the winner
on.
Get?
Let's move on.
What does the winner get?
They get the satisfaction.
The satisfaction?
Yeah. Isn't that worth it?
What about you buy me a beer?
Okay, we can do that. Or you buy me a beer.
Have you checked your laptop today?
Yeah.
Beer's on you.
Beer's on me. Did you pop my laptop?
Maybe.
Well, no, what we said was if you did pop it, you got to say.
Fair enough. Not yet.
Yeah, that's what I thought, bitch. I mean, fellow hacker.
So what's the agreement we got? Because we've talked about it. But
just going to pop the other person's laptop.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Pretty it's cool. An interesting experiment.
Experiment? Yeah. I've already figured out what I'm going to do. I'm just pretty lazy. So you know what you need to do? You're just like, doing it's going to take a while. I got to fucking...
Yeah. I could do something to you, but I want to be more technical and finesse about it.
Oh, mine's just no finesse. Mine is a really simple solution.
I'm interested what you will do or try to attempt.
Because the original...
Oh!
Nah. The original one I was going to do... Oh, sorry. I thought I saw a bus there, but it was just lights. The original one I was going to do was take apart your laptop and do an evil maid on it.
Yeah.
But you said you didn't want to allow that.
Well, no. We said... So physical access is fine, but physical tampering is not.
Yeah, you can't tamper with their laptop. You can plug a device into USB. That's fine. But not take it apart, replace the hard drive, etc.
Yeah.
But I think that's what I'd do. I'd just replace your hard drive with a version that boots into, like, Internet RAM FS that goes to your Internet RAM FS that unlocks it. Because you have no TPM. That's the big failing for you. Without a TPM, your full descriptor is near useless against Evil Maid.
I think it's pretty good at the moment because I have a separate
device. If you're being attacked by someone who doesn't understand computers.
Yeah.
Sure. But... You know, it seems unlikely someone. All right, would be
so you've replaced my hard drive.
Yeah.
And I booted in.
Yeah.
Then what? It's meant to be unnoticeable, right?
Yeah. So you turn.
Where's all my data?
You turn on your laptop. No. I replaced the hard. Okay, so here's how it works. I replaced the hard drive with the version that's slightly bigger than your existing one.
Yeah.
Carve off a partition on one side. Set that to the boot partition, right? So in the BIOS, it boots into my hard drive partition.
Yep.
As soon as it's there, all it does is go to shell out to your Internet RAM FS via USB. So it checks that your Internet RAM FS does the normal process. But of course, it's running the kernel at this point. It's my kernel.
Yep.
So I've just got a kernel module in there that, I don't know, say keylogs everything, for example.
Yep.
And so I'll keylog your Internet RAM FS passwords. I'll pull down your crypto keys when you go to do your decryption, whatever. When I control the kernel, I can just load a kernel module to do what I want.
Fair enough. That's but you'd have to script it to get all that stuff? Or would you just it would collect
take a,
everything?
It would take a lot of...
Because you don't even know what my Internet RAM FS does.
I don't, but if I've got a kernel, I can probably figure something out.
Oh, there's a dog. Oh, it's that guy. It's my friend.
Your friend. Is that who it is?
My customer.
So, you know when people run for a bus, but then they don't make it, and they just go
oh,
to a walk
so
and
awkward.
Act like they weren't even running for it, and they're just like, "I'm fine."
Yeah. Oh, what's this guy doing? Is this stopping?
No, I'm walking. Was he just afraid that he wouldn't fit through?
Maybe. New bus driver, maybe.
Yeah.
Driving the minor bus. It might be he's driving a minor bus and he doesn't know how wide it is. Surely all buses are similar width?
Similar, maybe, but not maybe not the same. Or, like, maybe it's longer than the one who's not... Maybe he's a new... Yeah, there's a lot of options.
Because it would be retarded if they, like, just made buses that were just different sizes.
Well, they'd make them slightly... Like, some will be longer.
Longer, taller.
Not by much, but...
Wider is interesting because they're already really pretty wide.
Yeah, but
and
some
the drivers
might be
will get used to... They drive it every day and they'll get used to, this is the size of my vehicle.
Yeah, but that happens for planes as well. Planes are different sizes. You just get used to the
quite considerably different sizes. And
some are similar
there's a
sizes.
Considerable difference were planes.
Okay. What about cars? You drive your car every day, but you get in a different
look
size
up
car.
In the sky.
Yeah.
Tell me, how many planes can you see?
Zero.
Look down on the street. How many motor vehicles can you see?
I'm not saying that it's perfectly equivalent. I'm just saying that people do learn to drive different size vehicles. Right?
Your plane analogy.
Fine. Take the car one then. Take the car one. People drive cars.
Yeah.
They're different sizes. But you have one car, you drive more.
Yeah, most people have one car, they drive more and they get used to that size.
Yeah.
Like bus drivers, they have one bus that they drive more and it's one size. But if they get one that's a bigger size.
Yeah. They might do fucking screw them. Yeah. Just like cars. If you like, I drive a car normally. Well, don't really, but.
You don't. You
when
can't call
I
yourself
last
a car
was driving.
Driver.
When I last drove, I drove with the car. I mean, when I last drove regularly, I drove with the car.
Oh, Mr. Kandala stopped real with it. Oh, fucking streaming through. One more.
Nah. That's a lot of turners, though. But, I have driven vans before as well.
Yeah, I learned to drive in a van.
A van, yeah.
Yeah?
My dad let me change the gears in a van.
Oh, yeah? Colin or?
Yeah.
Nice. I was pretty quick at changing gears in my van.
Yeah.
Do you reckon Colin? You can talk for a bit?
Can I?
Oh, wait, no, I could probably sort out this new person.
Is that one of your family
members?
Oh,
my God, I think it is. Want to be?
Do you want a drink, do you?
Yeah. Hopefully she bought something.
We'll just yell something out.
Yeah, yeah.
Give us a drink, out, bro. Give us a drink.
Beers, bro.
I think she's
what are we drinking today? I'm drinking Tiger because we got a Tsingtao.
Yeah.
Just one, yeah.
Oh, one? Just one?
Well, either. It'll be all right. What are you drinking? Is that a rosé or just the lightest Pinot Noir?
It's the homebrew. Have you had the homebrew?
No, don't think so. Oh, it smells a little bit weird, like sweet, but with a weird.
Oh, there's some buses beeping. There are some fucking buses beeping. I think that was the railway station number 5 beeping at the Kandala, being like, fuck you. You waited last time. You can't wait for two lights in a row.
There was a turner, though.
Yeah, but so that Kandala, waited for. So that Kandala. Oh, what is happening? Yes, yes.
One, two. I'm going to count two, at least.
Oh, my God, he's just going to stay there.
Oh, he's going to be locking cars.
Oh,
this is it. This is what we're here for.
Look at it go. Oh, there's a cyclist.
Oh, one lane. We're down to one lane.
Oh, they're making it fit with two lanes. Oh,
fuck, is this the second Kandala to fuck up?
Right, bus count.
Kandala, what are you up to?
It's probably up to two.
Whoa, these cars here are not very happy, are they?
Really hope that the cars get blocked up and then the buses.
Oh, yes, because the traffic's moving a lot slower than normal, so I could see that happening, yeah.
Oh, this is good.
As I walked across before, actually, there was a car who stopped early, wanted to go, but I was walking in front of them and they kind of revved and then stopped.
Oh. So, nah.
They did go through red lights.
But this Kandala is going to go.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the Kandala at the start of the line, when the lights first turned green,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There was the same Kandala that stopped for two turners last lights.
Yeah, yeah. And thus caused this chaotic situation.
Yeah, so someone behind.
Another
fucking turner.
Oh, they got walkers.
Oh, yes. And
what
they stopped me in the middle.
Walkers, though, they need to look for.
Oh, man, this is a chaos.
This could be it.
We've still only got two. How many do you think we're going to get total?
Oh, what time are we at? 24:05, maybe?
We've only got two.
So slow. Yeah, okay, there we are. Nah, no one walkers, yeah.
I reckon we might get two.
Something funny. Hey, mate. Hey, Chronic D. Guess what Equifax's least favorite vegetable is?
Oh, don't say it. Steven's been unplugged.
Leeks. It's leeks. It's leeks, bro. Leeks. Get it?
I unplugged him. He said, fuck you.
I said leeks. Leeks.
It's terrible.
Pretty good, right?
So what do we have?
Okay, what else we got?
We have that thing on the bus lane.
Oh, the first one on there.
The first one on there.
Yeah, we could talk about that.
Should we look up the number? Cause
the number? So this is the NZ Bus accountant? NZ Bus treasurer? NZ Bus guy who deals with money, unsurprisingly, stole a bunch of money.
Yeah. How much? What's happening there?
Not that.
fucking top result.
Jason Brown, who's the payroll manager, and he's got some jail time. Where he stole over 128K, which, interesting number. Maybe he started with selling...
Oh, look at him. He looks like he...
That's the judge.
Oh.
That's a Keanu Reeves, I think?
Yeah, what? No, that's not
No, it's a fucking... Oh, Batman.
Tom Cruise,
that's how it is. That was close.
Not Batman.
Batman. Keanu Reeves, Tom Cruise.
Oh, he's in Southgate. That's in Wellington. Yeah. So I wonder, you know how my mate had the...
128K,
bus
bro.
Broken in. House crashed into.
Yep.
And how they were like really fucking weird about paying for his Uber.
Vaguely.
I wonder if they're fucking broke because someone's just taken off with 128K.
Do you reckon he's going to steal 256K next? 512K after? You know, he started with the small stuff, 64K.
You know what I find? Jesus, that kid was just like running across the road with... Oh, they're both doing it. Oh, wow.
Why don't they just wait the 10 seconds it takes to get across the road?
I know, right? Do you like how the top result of Google and NZ bus money stolen is second bus driver's cash box stolen?
From 2013.
The top result. And the second top result is the actual recent news.
Yeah, I don't know. How would you have done things differently to avoid getting caught?
Did they actually say what he did?
He just stole the money. Do you mean how he stole it?
Yeah, like how did he steal it?
I don't know. I don't know much about money stealing.
Oh, it's fucking stuff.
Oh, he had a gambling debt or something.
Yeah, stuff is like after blah, like, show me the money.
The judge did that or something.
I hate stuff.
But speaking of how would I do things differently.
Oh, that's a high speed duck.
We should call him an emu because he was so fast.
Oh, what the fuck is happening here?
Two of them.
Replay.
Here we are. Okay, here we are.
It turns red. One, that's one.
And then another
two.
One. That's two. That was pretty bad.
That's
truly outrageous.
I like turned my back and came back.
Okay, there we are.
Right, so we're up to four. Well, they're coming in twos.
Might break that five.
They're coming into twos. Chronic D clearly has not been watching the last 10 shows.
We got replays a little while ago.
Yeah, probably they're, about 10.
Don't ask us.
They're
how
pretty
they
good. Oh, should we show them?
Yeah, okay, we'll show them.
Let's do a replay. All right, we're doing a replay of that blue car, that black car.
But you just wait. You just wait.
Just wait. Look, we get to see it again.
It's a replay and a replay, because that's how replays work. They just replay the replay. But then we're now playing a replay, so they replay.
If you wait even longer.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, there we go again. It gets pretty small though.
Yeah. That's what she said. Speaking of stealing stuff, and this is related because Insider Threat, did you hear about Twitter today?
Twitter?
Old mate Donnie Don.
Donnie Don. I know a few Dons.
Yeah, well, this Donnie Don got his account deleted on Twitter.
Ooh.
Customer service representative.
Who's this Don?
Twitter.
Might be my best buddy Don.
Is it your best buddy Don?
Best buddy Don. Don T?
Yeah, that's him.
It's like, don't we? Oh, we've got a Don. No, we've got a New Zealander Don T or something, don't we?
Oh, I don't know.
Like a.
What? What are you talking about?
I don't know. Fuck, I'm thinking of something. I can't remember.
Anyway, Donald Trump had his Twitter account deleted. Now, the reason I want to bring this up, because it's not very InfoSec-y, except for the insider threat angle. But a bunch of people on Twitter were basically almost making fun of Twitter, it seems to me, because they were like, how bad is Twitter that one person can delete someone's account? And I'm like, no, how good is Twitter that a customer service representative can delete someone's account? That's good. If you're a customer service representative, you should be allowed to delete accounts, right? Isn't it? Like, that's less bureaucratic hurdles. I'm in favor of that.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, if there is a mistake like this, fairly infrequent investigation.
So the gist is his account got deleted by a customer service person that was leaving. It was the last day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just so we know. So they were customer service of Twitter, not of the White House.
Yeah.
The White House just have staffers. People might get confused.
Yeah, nonetheless, I'm pro being able to delete accounts quickly because, like, customer service people should have that option and then have it, you know, if it's your last day, well, you know.
So how long was it gone for?
11 minutes or something.
I wonder who noticed.
Yeah, and here's my thing. it takes them fucking 6 months to review abuse complaints where people are like threatening to kill people. And they'll come back with like, no, it's all good. It's all good. No, nothing fine. 11 minutes it takes for old mate Donnie T to get his fucking account enabled.
And it's not even like the official POTUS 45 or whatever.
It's just
whatever.
Like it's fucking little rant.
The
box.
Real Donald Trump.
Are those three people the hosts?
Yeah, local hosts. They just got some mackers.
What about, the two other people?
Huh?
Who are talking to them?
Oh, like random people?
Two random people?
Yeah, two random people. Oh. The girl's just wearing a green hoodie.
Makes it look like she's part of it.
Yeah, I like how he has his own Twitter and every other president before, well, since Twitter and...
hasn't been around that long.
Yeah. Since
Obama.
Twitter. Yeah, Obama had one. But he had like an official like POTUS 45, yeah. I think.
I feel like he did things other than just tweet all day.
Oh, God. And old Trump can tweet long tweets now.
What about old Jacinda? She got a... Jacinda's our prime minister here.
She's pretty popular on... Yeah, she's got Twitter and she's got Facebook and she is popular on both.
Nice.
Yeah, she's good. Though she's not prime minister just yet. Thing and fucking magic happening. And
yeah, she just needs to have the vote. It's funny when Winston comes back and he's like, JK lol, vote him for old mate, other guy. What's his name?
If he does that, it will just be no confidence.
No. And his entire party voted for
Bill English, that would be enough.
Oh, can you fucking imagine? It'd be fucking chaos in the streets. It'd be actually insane. Oh, that'd be so good.
Jesus.
Speaking of, did you hear about the Australian Deputy Prime Minister? They had one seat extra for confidence. Yeah. And he got removed for being a New Zealander.
Yep.
This is after his party came out and was like, wow, I don't see why we should go easy on the Greens because they fail at basic bookkeeping, those fucking incompetent fucks. And then, of course, turns out he's a New Zealander and, lol.
Well, New Zealanders are good.
Yeah, I like us. I'm okay with us. Better than Australians, isn't it?
Yeah, aye.
Fish
and chops.
Fish and chops, mate.
Wait, which one did they say?
Take a shit on the barbie.
Yeah, that's the one. Fish and chips. And we say fish and chops.
You just block your nose, mate. Makes you sound Australian.
Nah, I can do it myself.
With a blocked nose, but you just make it nasal. What's next on the news, Hugh?
The Australian bus factor.
Yeah, what we got there? We got,
We're in Wellington, Australia at the moment.
Oh, I thought this one was a pretty good story. This is, the FireEye hacker got caught. Did you hear about that?
The FireEye hacker?
Yeah, it's a fucking hacker who hacked FireEye, mate. You know about that?
Oh, nah. Tell me all about it, mate.
Maybe 6 months ago, and someone hacked FireEye.
How many months? Oh,
Six months ago. The FireEye hacker, he claimed he fucking gone twin, didn't he? He said, I hacked FireEye. And FireEye said, fuck off, mate. No, you didn't. It turns out he didn't. He just hacked someone who worked for FireEye.
Oh, shit, mate. Nah, you must be joking, mate.
Anyway, so there he was. My nose is sore now.
Yeah, that was quite hard to breathe in, but made my eyes pop a bit.
You were very intense in your Australian accent. Anyway, so this was the guy. He was like, oh, I hacked FireEye. And FireEye was like, no, you just hacked someone who works for us. I think it was pretty obvious at the time. Like, it was a male spool of one guy who was.
They're still backed up.
Two people.
Oh, the buses.
Oh, those buses. Yeah, they are pretty backed up.
Oh, come on. Go green.
Nah.
Flash. Ah. Oh,
she's right.
Unless he needs to pick something up.
Nah.
Anyway,
the FireEye hacker got caught, which I thought was interesting. How often does a hacker get caught? Not often. Not with just like dumping a mail spool anyway.
Yeah, and it's usually reasonably high profile ones. Yeah.
These days, isn't it just mainly nation states who do hacking? Like, when was the last time you heard about like a kid in a basement hacking? It just doesn't really happen these days.
Yeah, not in the last 10 years, probably.
Mm. Oh, LOLSEC, I guess, was the last one, wasn't it?
That was, yeah.
Pretty good. Bring back LOLSEC, am I right?
Yeah.
If anyone wants to start a hacking group with me, hit me up, yo. Also, FireEye is losing money out the wazoo. That was in the same news story that I was just skimming through. Surprise. I don't know what FireEye do.
Intelligence
or something?
I have heard of them.
So I think their IR business is probably okay. I think if they have one, I just feel like they do. I don't actually know. But the idea of threat intelligence still boggles my mind. Hey, bro, do you see that people are trying to hack with SQL injection? You should probably block that. Just 10K, please, threat intelligence. Oh, shit, now they're trying to hack with flash exploits, bro. Fucking threat intelligence.
Oh, yeah?
Bit dumb.
I should stop taking my phone.
Yeah, you should.
Buddy. Oh, well, I didn't, buddy? Like, input any of these news stories.
Yeah, pick one then. What do you want?
Should we talk about IRC?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm always up for a little bit of IRC.
So IRC had... we're not talking about IRC, are we?
Yeah, you're not starting off the story super well. We are talking about IRC, but indirectly.
So Slack, the IRC 1B.
Yeah, the IRC web interface.
They went down. Worse.
Yeah, they did. What fucking scrubs.
So why'd they go down? It's not really InfoSec related, is it?
I didn't see. I mean, they could have been hacked.
It just went down. Colleague was actually just like, whoa, it's like, it's a fad. Like, it'll be gone. I was like...
Me? Are you talking about?
No, other guy.
Can we say his name? Dave?
No.
Are we allowed to say his name?
I don't know. Yeah, Ian.
Ian? Yeah, can we say his name? Yeah. Jeez, that was fucking ominous. Oh, scared. Yeah, he said Slack's a fad. Oh, it is.
So I came in the morning and he was just like, oh, Slack's gone.
What?
I was just like, what? He's like, yeah, I told you it was a fad. It's gone. I'm like,
oh, wow. Okay, that's a little bit different.
What? And I was like, does it go down or is it gone? And he's like, it's gone.
They just closed up shop. They're fuck it. Just done with this.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck. That will be big news, but that's not exactly what happened.
I mean, they are clearly a fad and they're going to stop, but they got another few years left in them yet. I'll be all right.
Why are you kicking me?
Because you're touching my laptop. Don't touch it. Right, we're going to have to swap sides, we're on.
Are we, actually?
Anyway, I thought the Slack story was just interesting because, you know, these companies who are InfoSec use Slack, which is retarded, and then it goes down because they're retarded.
Slack's been down before. Like, at a previous company, I was on Slack, and it went down. And you're just like,
You're like, if only we were using IRC, this would be solved.
I hate how... Oh, what's happening? What's happening? Oh, there was a tuner.
I'm going to say two. That's pretty bad.
Should we go to the replay? Just to verify that first guy.
Orange.
So we orange.
Red.
Yeah, we'll call him one.
Two. It was that second guy as well you saw, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's two more. Oh, they are coming in twos today.
They're coming in twos.
Coming in twos.
Two, four, six.
Eight.
Do you reckon eight's going to come next?
Eight.
I reckon nine. I'm going to put my hand on 14, nine.
16. Words are hard and rhyming's lame-ing. Ooh.
Oh, someone did a face.
It's you, bro. You. What, six? Dals? Are you writing six in another language?
Well, I could write it in French.
What are you doing? Like, why are you doing this?
Or Spanish?
Just come on. We'll get to another news story. How are we going for time? 5:40.
Yeah, we've got a bit.
Hey.
Whose face is that?
I don't know.
Is that like a bot?
It's a meme, bro. It's memes. Memes.
Don't know.
It's a funny meme. I'm gonna take this one. I read this one.
And we've got a lot of time.
There's two things I like about this story. Malaysia telco hack. Don't burp into the microphone. That's disgusting.
I didn't mean to.
Well, don't do it. Disgusting. So, a Malaysian telco was hacked. Which, yep.
What's the name?
Oh, fuck it. I don't know. This is another one of those cases. There's like... No, I'm going to get the numbers wrong. There's maybe 4 million people in Malaysia and 6 million accounts were hacked. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those.
Oh, I'm fucking looking that up.
I don't know the exact numbers, but it is the Malaysia telco.
Malaysia.
You can't just search for Malaysia. What are you...
We need it.
Okay, the numbers I made up were, like, way wrong, but... Winners. What's the population there?
Oh, I had it on the other page.
Why'd you click it if it had it?
Like, well, it had the information. I saw it after I clicked it.
30 million. 31 million, and I think there's around 42 something million records hacked. There was more than just this. It looks like a crew went around hacking everyone. There we are. Virtually everyone in Malaysia pwned.
46.2 million, so more than
if people have more than one account, right?
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, it's kind of like the Yahoo one.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, the main thing I find interesting about this is no one gives a shit because we're all white people who live in our white world where Equifax gets hacked and that's massive, but every single, like, more than every person in Malaysia gets hacked, and it's like, yeah, she'll be right, mate.
Yeah,
yeah.
So what was the hack?
I didn't see the details. I don't think they released any details. This is more than one telco, though. Telco, some medical records, I think some government departments, more than that.
I like telco hacks.
You what?
Huh?
You what?
Nah, I'm just saying I like telco hacks.
Oh, yeah, do you? Okay, interesting. Interesting. Hey, do you know people can send pictures of dogs on Twitch? I found this out. I was doing some Twitch streaming the other day, and we just seen lots of dogs. I don't know how it works, but somewhere we just send dog pictures. It's really weird.
Slash dog.
Is that how you do it? I don't think it's slash on Twitch.
Oh, fucking everyone can see.
No. Oh, my goodness.
Hash dog.
No, I think you have to do it somewhere. I think you click the emoji button. Here we are. Emoji, and I think there's a dog one. Look, dogs. One of these will be a dog.
Oh, no, you do. No, I know how to do it.
We can see the dogs there. Just click on the
dog. You just go bracket. Dog bracket.
Oh yeah, boy, you didn't do it right. Almost got it though. D O. Here we are.
Dog face. Oh my dog.
Is that it? Yeah.
It's not a dog though.
Well,
I
don't know. The point is, you can send pictures of dogs.
It's a person. That's literally a person. But there was this. Oh my dog.
Is it a dog?
That looks.
That's a dog. Yeah. That looks there we are. More we got like it. A dog.
Oh, fuck, like,
what are you trying to do?
I'm just pointing out there's a doggy.
Gotcha. Okay. Anyway, the Malaysia telco, I thought, heck, was interesting. Anything else? We need some more news.
Yeah, you like rushed it through. You're like, oh my God, we need to do more news. Now we've got to come up with more news.
I haven't drunk enough.
Yeah, we'll drink more.
Well, I need a seat as well.
Do you know the UBHSM is here?
Really?
Two? Are you just leaving? Right. Man, this guy, he like uses all our news and just like leaves me here. HSM, all right. We'll click through on our alternative show notes. He needs to drink more. He hasn't actually opened this second one. Oh, are you're going to the same place as I am. Do you just want to grab a taxi?
He's in the middle of a show. He can't read messages.
I thought that was in a year or something.
Yeah, give us the HSM story. Just been abandoned. It's happened.
HSM, UBHSM 2 is here, and it does this root of trust for Zoom.
Where's the news part of this, buddy?
It's here.
Yeah?
That's what I know. Yeah, I know. Not happy with that.
Ooh.
We moved it because of you.
Ooh.
Ooh. We did. Look further up in the chat.
Ooh. You're in trouble.
Maybe.
He's pretty mad right now. Anyway. Hashtag family drama.
Oh, yeah. The Google recapture was cracked again.
Oh, when has it not been cracked? Isn't it been like the last 5 years, computers are being better at captures than humans? Isn't it something like that?
Something like that. Chrome is backing away from public key pinning.
This is an interesting one. So this is, they announced it maybe 2 weeks ago?
Jesus. Loss is quite drunk. How many do you have down there?
Bottles.
Just two? Sounds
more than two, buddy.
That sounded like a...
It's got a lot of...
A box.
Yeah, no, so they're getting rid of HP KP. Probably a good thing. I like it.
Yeah.
Doing it because it's dumb, so that makes sense. Turn that off.
No, we've turned it off. I don't think it's coming through because I turned off this.
Gotcha.
Then muted that.
A pro at sound.
Yeah, because we were playing Spotify before. Nah, not that song. I was trying to get that song to work, and it wouldn't work.
Oh, you got it. It worked out okay.
But yeah, HKPK?
HKPK.
Is that it?
HTTP key pinning key.
Yeah, no.
HPKP. Hypertext public key pinning. HPKP.
I'm just going to put that
Hypertext
there.
Hypertext public key pinning. HPKP.
Yeah, I think it's good that they're removing it. I mean, it's a nice little feature, but
is it
people
nice feature?
Do it wrong so much.
There's no way to make it right. It's a DOS vector. We talked about this.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, you know, it's bad. And it's more lines of code, you know. The products are more secure when they have less code in them. And this means less code for Chrome.
Are you sure about that?
Generally speaking, yeah.
Mm.
Here's the thing. We had this conversation before, and you just went around for 10 minutes not answering. The single metric for if you had to pick a single metric, like if you had to write a program to judge how secure another program is.
Oh, don't get me. So I like knock some things.
You knock some things?
Yeah.
Camera?
Was that a cop?
Yeah, it was a cop.
Boom.
Oh.
Was he running a red light?
If you had to write a program to judge how secure another program is, let me tell you the way you do it.
When you asked me this, it wasn't in terms of how secure.
Yeah, it works for other metrics as well. It's the best metric. If you had to write a program to judge how secure another program is, you know how you do it, right?
Wait, so you're saying less lines of code?
Yep.
And what was I trying to argue when
that
you...
It's not always perfect. Just because something...
No, I think I was trying to say we need to make our code smaller and refactor more.
No, you said we had to refactor more. Okay.
Yeah. So we could refactor to make code smaller.
No, you refactored to make the code twice as big.
No. We were literally copying and pasting code.
I remember.
Three times, and then I'm like, enough.
No.
So I copied three lots of one code into one thing.
Yeah, you made it
so
three times as big.
So I thirded our code.
You didn't. I remember it. Because it was only referenced in one place. I remember.
Give us some news.
Lines of code, lower, better. I don't know. That's about done for me.
See ya.
Yeah, people are leaving the office.
I said it into the mic.
You said what into the office?
I said, like, see ya.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
See ya.
Bye.
Give us some news.
We can end early today.
Old person? Nah, we never end early. Our listeners want us to go. You only just got into the office like an hour ago.
An hour ago? I got on like 4 hours ago.
Three maybe. Oh, what's happening here?
Oh, yeah, we haven't been watching the buses, have we? I forget there's this aspect of the show. Buses. Oh, yeah. Turner, you reckon, or just clogged?
Just clogged. Red light.
Nah, easy. Easy, mate. Easy.
One more.
Nah. Yeah. Yeah.
I was just breathing deeply.
Yeah.
Our listeners love it.
We're out of news this week. It's not a very good show so far, is it?
Should we come up with some bus news?
Come up with some?
Yeah.
Like, find some or just make some up?
Oh, if we spent more time on the trolley buses.
So talk about it. What do you want to say? What's there to say?
Trolley buses gone?
Yeah.
There was a wake for it. I find it really uncanny that people held a wake for buses.
There are weird people in Wellington. Is this at the uni? Yeah. That's where they did it.
Huh?
It's meant to be a protest, wasn't it? It was a protest that turned into a wake.
Yeah, I think it just got worded as a wake. Mm. But it was really just a protest. I mean, they were protesting for a while.
Yeah, but like, they. Here's my problem with it. If you're going to protest the removal of a trolley bus, don't do it on the day they've agreed to do it, to stop the trolley buses. Do it months before when they do it, like at the point they're like, should we get rid of the trolley buses? Boom, now's your time. Go and say no.
Yeah.
Not when they're taking it down. Well, you know, when they've stopped the trolley buses. You know. Turner? Yeah?
Oh, Turner? I worked out why my sister came down.
Oh yeah? Why she came down?
Yeah. She was like, oh, I'm drinking homebrew at the moment, and then I'm like, I'm watching buses. And then she was like, you want some wine to wash that down with?
Oh.
And I didn't see that because we had started.
Aw, you could have got some free wine.
Literally did, though. She came and brought it over to us.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. I had some, I remember. Yeah, I gotcha. Do you want to talk about that?
Nah, not yet.
Ooh. Ooh,
still just... not fixed.
Ooh.
You know the rules.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. I should go work for myself. I should be home.
Oh, I thought there was 59 and like we'd actually just wasted 10 minutes doing nothing, but it's 5-0. We've got 10 minutes.
Any listeners? I don't think we have any listeners.
Nah, we got listeners. Should we check? We haven't actually checked in like...
It's depressing to check. Sometimes we don't have any listeners. Tony, as soon as we get the risky bus domain, that's when we're going to have the listeners.
We've got one.
It's probably my computer. Oh, geez.
No, we've got a few.
No one's talking. Come on, listeners.
Yeah. So people watch anonymously because that's how you watch security.
Was that one?
Nah,
quick, go to the replay.
Nah, it wasn't. It wasn't any.
Okay. I can't see. It's like just blocking the lights from here, so I can't see it. We can talk about some sassy stuff, like something kind of edgy. What's something edgy we can talk about?
There's actually on our alternative list is a thing about Bitcoin and blockchain. But we've already talked about it.
Yeah. Not very edgy.
Yeah, it gives us something edgy then. 88 Proof is listening.
Hey.
What do you like about our show, 88 Proof?
What do you not like about it? No, don't answer that. Just the things you
answer
like.
Answer both.
Something edgy. Okay, security conferences, do they help or hinder the security community?
Both.
Elaborate?
Both.
No, elaborate means talk more about it. I'll just say the same word. Come on. Why do you think it helps or doesn't help?
Both. Oh, wait. You actually want me to elaborate?
No.
Both. Oh, he's giving me an evil look now. I think it helps because there is a lot of good kind of entry-level talks.
Yeah, there is. But do you think, like, that's what's... Okay, so when you're entry-level, is that what helps you be a better security person?
I think it helps you. I remember, like, early days when I was watching some KiwiCon talks, and I'm like, holy shit, you can do that. And I was like, they made that look so easy.
Yeah.
You can just do that.
And that was what helped you get into the industry kind of thing?
Or like, yeah, I mean, I was in uni at that time, and I was like, that looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
And now here I am talking about security while watching buses. I feel I have progressed in my career.
Of course. The buses are the top, so you know you're good at InfoSec when you also have buses to deal with.
We are the only...
The number one. We're not the only.
Oh, should we talk about last week's show? We could give a recap on last week's show.
Oh, we were going to mention that we were at Christchurch Con and some of the talks that we were there, right? We're going to mention some of the talks.
Yeah, I suppose we could only do one day's worth. So when we were doing last week's show, if anyone caught it, we were literally lying on some dirt.
Lying? I had a seat.
Oh, I had to do a live demo, so I had to lie down quite a lot.
That's right, yeah, you did. Lay down in some dirt down in Christchurch at the Christchurch Con venue.
Yeah, and we were drinking wine from bottles a meter away from the liquor band area.
We were in the non-band area.
Which was weird. You don't have that in Wellington, like... Basically, in the middle of their liquor ban area, they have just a grey spot, which is the uni, which you're allowed to drink in.
That's good. I'm okay.
We were drinking literally just off the footpath.
Yeah. It was a little bit weird, but yes, we were allowed. I think uni security could have stopped us, but...
Yeah, uni security probably could have. Cops could have come made a fuss.
Well, were there any good talks you liked there or didn't like?
I quite liked old magician's one.
Oh yeah, that's the hacker known as Alex.
Yeah.
I read the blog post before. He's a good presenter, but like I've already read the blog post, so.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, I like the idea. Hacker friend, basically.
Phishing is king. Phishing is king.
Oh yeah,
Should I fish you?
You can try.
I don't reckon I'll be able to fish you.
You can try.
I don't think it'll work. You know what I should fish? I should fish your fiance.
Yeah.
And then when I have access to her computer, somehow leverage that.
Yeah, you try that.
What, you reckon I won't be able to fish her?
You'll be able to fish her, probably.
You just think I won't be able to leverage it into access to your computer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we have no network at home.
You know what I'll do? You have a network, right? How do you both access the internet?
Oh, there's that network, but yeah, we're not really interconnected at all.
You're on the same access point, right?
Yeah, but... That's you're literally network. On the same access point as me now.
Yeah. Okay, but here's what I do. Here's what I do.
What extra do you have
here's
from
what I do.
This very second?
Oh, you wait. Here's what I do. I say, hey, give me Hugh's password or I'll be mean to you. Bam. Bam. Sorted. Now she'll do it for me.
She won't know the password.
I'll blackmail her to make her find out without revealing it to you.
Yeah, she won't know the password.
No, she doesn't know it right by hand, but I'll let her find out. I'll be like, you know, buy a camera, just record him doing it, get a keylogger, fuck with his laptop. I don't know.
Just set up a camera. You could set up a camera in the room.
That's a lot of effort. Seems easier to make someone else do it.
Like when I walk in the room, I don't look up at the roof to see if there's a camera pointing down.
You're going to now though, aren't you?
Nah.
Oh. Is there a camera above my desk? No, we're good. We're good.
Are you sure?
Is that a camera? I can't see it.
Should we go for a beer after this?
What is that, actually?
Should we go for a beer after this?
Is that something?
Should we go for a beer after this, Stephen? So, Stephen has just gone to inspect his computer. He says it's not a fucking camera. It's like a... It's one of those. Why is it installed so badly, Stephen? Right behind your desk. Has it? He thinks it's always been like that.
When the show finishes, I'm going to have a look. Nervous now. But no, that's a dumb place to put
it. You know the rules. You asked me. And what did I say?
You said maybe.
I said not yet.
Yeah. That would be a dumb place to put the camera if that was trying to get that, because you wouldn't be able to see it. You can't see anything from there.
Are you sure?
Yeah. From there, yeah. Somewhere else would probably work, but not there.
Oh, you're fucking on edge now.
Yeah, that's why they call me Edgy Steve.
So on that note...
We done?
Should we leave?
Oh,
I know you want to check. Oh, we've got 3 minutes.
Oh,
and
we got a bird. It's a turkey.
Bird. Oh, look at this guy.
Is he going to go? Oh, Turner. What's the lights like? Green. Oh, he's all good. That was easy. He got that through the easy. Well, look at all those people down there carrying like rope and stuff.
Oh, another Turner. A lot of walkers, but I'm expecting it. So every time there's walkers, I just expect a bus to just plow through them.
Yeah, people don't walk if there's buses, except the Turners. People walk on Turners all the time because they're dumb. Let's end it early today. I'm pretty tired.
Oh, what a crybaby.
But hope you all enjoyed the show. Wasn't much news this week. If you guys have news, just let us know you want us to cover.
Well, I mean, there was news that Christchurch Con existed and B-Sides is coming up.
Yeah. B-Sides is coming up, yeah.
There's a wait list for B-Sides.
You're going to be speaking at B-Sides. Did you know that?
Yeah, you are. You were also speaking at Chicon.
Yep.
But anyway.
Same talk at both, so.
We'll catch you.
If you see one, then you can skip the next.
Next week, same time.
Same time, same place. Catch you later.
Oh, you can't say same place because sometimes we're not. Well, actually, last week we were in the same place or the same time.
Same time, same place. Next week.
We just need to say...
Same time next week. Same time. Well, we know next week it will be.
Yeah, I suppose.
Same time, same place next week.
I think I'm here next week. I might not be.
Catch you later.
See ya.